It'll have a significant impact, Tom. These are substantial cuts. Now, a portion of the cuts are offset by reductions in teacher pay, and that is legislated by the legislature, because now they're going to require that teachers contribute to the retirement program. So that's basically a 3% cut in their salaries. So that offsets about 60 to 70% of the cuts to the school districts. But of course, the money is still coming out of the economy.
You mean because teachers will make less money and therefore they'll spend less?
Yes, that's exactly right. The budget decrease is in part because teachers are taking less salary at the end of the day.
And you said that some teachers are probably going to be laid off, but the state's class size requirements mean that schools have to have enough staff on hand to teach core classes, such as math and English. How will the cuts affect students who might want to take, for example, a foreign language or another subject that's now classified as an elective, such as history or economics?
Well, assuming that those classes are even still offered by the school, students in those classes will have much larger class sizes.
Now, what about higher education? What cuts are proposed in that area, and how will the universities cope with it?
Well, there's a big cut. 7% across the board is the cut, Tom. Also in limbo is all of the construction funds for universities.
Well, the University of Central Florida has been growing rapidly in recent years. It's the nation's second largest university now in student enrollment. If there is less money for construction, will that mean that they'll have to accept fewer students going forward? Or will the growing number of students have to be crammed into the existing space?
It'll mean both those things, and it'll be increasingly difficult for those students to find the classes that they need to graduate.
What's happening with the Bright Futures Scholarship program?
It's being cut by almost 20%, and that's very significant, especially at UCF.
And the Bright Futures program has been extremely popular. It's, of course, the program that provides state university scholarships to the highest performing high school students based on their SAT and ACT scores. Do you suppose that the cut to the Bright Futures program, coupled with the increased tuition, is going to push more students toward community colleges?
Well, there'll be some movement to the community colleges, but they too will see higher tuitions.
So major impacts for education, for students and parents and for schools at all levels, kindergarten through university. The other area that's taking a big hit is healthcare spending. Hospital reimbursements from Medicaid are going to be reduced by more than $500 million. Tell me a little bit about that and how it's going to affect local hospitals.
Sure. In order to save money on the health budget, the legislature has mandated a $540 million reduction in reimbursements to hospitals. So they will just have to provide service and just simply not get as much money. That's a significant amount of money. It's particularly important here in Central Florida because we have a very high concentration of hospitals, Tom.
I just don't understand how that's going to work. If the state's not giving them money and they're providing the services, where does that come from?
Well, the money gets transferred to the paying patients, and that will cause an increase in insurance costs, and the broader public will end up paying that bill to them.
So, for example, many uninsured people use hospital emergency rooms not only for emergencies but as a form of primary care. Does this budget affect the abilities of hospitals then to meet that need?
Well, it certainly reduces the revenue that they'll have to meet that need, Tom.
Will they eventually have to turn people away?
Our hospitals don't do that, but it does shift the burden more to those on insurance, which is most of the people who are listening to us today, Tom.